KORN News Radio Sports on this Monday, January 5th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Minnesota Vikings wrapped up the season yesterday with a 16-3 victory over the Green Bay Packers. Vikings won't make the playoffs, but they do finish above 500 at 9-8, and they end the season with five straight victories. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy did start. He left in the third quarter, re-aggravating his right hand injury, while fullback C.J. Ham scored a touchdown in what could be his final game of his career. Justin Jefferson had a 100-yard game for the first time in 12 games. He secured his sixth straight 1,000-yard season as the Vikings beat the Packers. Denver Broncos wrapped up the top seed in the AFC and a bye this week as Denver beat the L.A. Chargers 19-3. Cleveland's Myles Garrett set a new NFL single-season sack record yesterday with 23 as the Browns defeated Cincinnati 20-18. Seattle secured the NFC's number one seed and the NFC West Division title on Saturday night. They beat San Francisco in a defensive battle 13-3. Late last night, Aaron Rodgers threw a go-ahead touchdown pass to Calvin Austin III with 55 seconds left as the Steelers beat Baltimore 26-24 to get the final playoff spot secured in the AFC as the Steelers win the AFC North. Baltimore had a really good chance to win, but their kicker Tyler Loop missed a 44-yard field goal as time expired. In the NFC, the Falcons beat the Saints 19-17. Neither of those teams in the playoffs, but with that Atlanta win, that clinched the NFC South title for Carolina, as Carolina, Atlanta, and New Orleans all finished at 8-9. The Panthers win that three-way tiebreaker. Detroit, they rallied to beat the Bears 19-16. Jake Bates hit a 42-yard field goal as time expired. Detroit, they miss out on the playoffs. The Bears are the number two seed in the NFC. Despite the loss, the Bears were down 16-0 in the fourth quarter and tied it at 16 apiece. Trevor Lawrence broke the Jacksonville single-season touchdown record. He threw for three yesterday as the Jaguars beat Tennessee 41-7. Jacksonville clinched the AFC South. It's their third division title in the past 9 years and just their second 13-win season ever. Lawrence finished with 38 total touchdowns this year and over 4,000 passing yards. Houston clinched the number 5 seed in the AFC. They hung on to beat Indianapolis 38-30. Their kicker, Kymie Fairbairn, hit a 43-yard field goal with 12 seconds left. The Raiders secured the number 1 pick in the 2026 NFL Draft after the Giants beat the Cowboys 34-17. The Raiders finished the season 2-15. They'll get the first pick in the draft for only the second time ever. So this is what the NFL wildcard playoffs look like coming up this weekend. The Carolina Panthers will host the LA Rams 3:30 on Saturday on Fox, while the Bears host the Packers. That's 7 p.m. Saturday on Amazon. Then three games on Sunday. Jacksonville hosts Buffalo, noon on CBS. Philadelphia hosts the 49ers. That's 3:30 Sunday on Fox. And then New England hosts the Chargers, 7 o'clock Sunday on NBC. And then on Monday Night Football, it is Pittsburgh taking on Houston at 7:15 on ABC and on ESPN. And that's a look at your sports for Monday, January 5th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.